Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with William. William A. Spott.
He's speaking.
Oh, very good. William, my name is Daniel Garcia. I'm calling you back from Notebook Writing. I hope you remember me. We had a discussion on Saturday about marketing a book of yours.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, fantastic. I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
No, you're not.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So, Mr. William, we were having a conversation about one of your books.
Just call me Bill Scott, okay? Just Bill, it doesn't have to be informal, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll go to Mr. Scott. Okay, so you told me that you have got the book written. It's around 110 pages so far, and you told me about your size as well, what type of size you would need, 8x10 for the pages that you have available so far. And I guess you would need to have this book published, and you want to have this book marketed as well, the very same point of time, so that you can see some incoming sales, what I understand so far.
Yeah. I responded to, I want to say GoNet. Is that the company that you're representing?
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking up. Can you repeat that again?
Oh, it is. Well, let me turn it up a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I picked you up online, and I've written this book about my experiences working for the intelligence community, and I got about 110 pages done. Actually, the book itself is really done, and that 110 pages probably will result in probably a lot more pages, since books are not as big as is an 8x10 piece of paper, which I printed it on.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it all together. I have not only the book, the cover design, the front cover design, and the back cover design. I've already done all of that. And then I've got all the other stuff that's necessary. This isn't my first book. I've written seven other books.
Yes, you told me that on the live chat. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, this is the other books that I've written are primarily books about me when I was a little kid growing up and yada, yada, yada. And then the other books were mostly theological and religious books, but this book talks about what I did when I worked for the government for so many years. And I think it's a different kind of book, and that's why I looking for a different kind of publisher.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. So, moreover, when you say that you know, this book is mostly on your experience, so would you like to make it sound more like a memoir or an autobiography? Or would it like, what I understand, you would need this book to be like a self-help book for others. For people who have been in CFP industry, it may be helpful for them, what I understand.
I didn't quite understand what you just said. Say that again.
Sure. I'm saying when you said the book is on your experience, so do you want to make this book sound like moreover as a memoir or maybe an autobiography? Because what I understand, this book would fall under self-help. Self-help means that people would read it out and they'll be able to help themselves with the help of this book.
No, it's not a self-help book. It's more a historical book. It's more...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, historical book from what we did for the intelligence community of this country, and what I was doing for it. Okay, I avoided a lot of classified information, but the places that I visited as an inspector general, and the difficulty that I ran into as an inspector general. As a black inspector general, speaks to the social issues of this country that we are facing even today.
Makes sense.
Not necessarily blatant, but clearly there. For instance, I go to a particular country. I have visited a lot of countries all over Africa, all over Europe, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, all over subterranean Africa. I mean, all those places I just visited doing a particular job as an inspector general. And I wrote it all back. I avoided the classified information about it, but I was clearly over there doing some things. But my contact with basically the whole diplomatic community, because I was talking to ambassadors wherever I went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the operations within the embassy at that time, we were doing certain things. So I talk and speak to that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But what happened was every time I went there, they first of all they were surprised that I was who I was, number one, and then they began to question the ability to do what I was sent over there to do, number two, and then they begin to indirectly or slyly question whether or not I was properly educated to even do what I was doing. So all those issues came about throughout this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I wrote about.
Makes sense.
I don't harp on the issues. I harp on their reluctance to understand why I was sent there as opposed to someone else.
Makes sense.
I'm a old African American guy. Okay, really old. Okay, and being out of country for all those years, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I ran into all the issues that most African Americans run into. Okay, but at a different level, and also from a different perspective. I didn't want to say that these people were treating me like I was a piece of dirt. They didn't do that at all. Okay, but they were little sly innuendos that they came about, and the questioning of my credentials and of my education and of my experience. Then I begin to question them, okay, particularly in some of the, I'll call, third world countries. I'm saying to myself, well, you're talking to me, and yet you're sitting over here, or sent over here, to try to foster some good relationship between our country and your country, and yet you're criticizing the people there. And so, I don't think they were doing a good job, to be absolutely honest. At least most of them weren't. And my arrival there, in all of these places that I arrived at, it kind of showed up. Not in all of them, but 90% of them, it showed up.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. So what you're telling me so far, Mr. Scott, about the book, it seems that this is a very interesting book, right, first of all, that we'd love to go and work on. And what I understand, as per your requirements, as per your needs for the book, as per your requirements for this project, I guess developmental editing that we call would be the best thing for you. Why is that? Because in developmental editing, we would go ahead and fix what you have written so far, 110 pages, what you have written will be edited from our site, will go towards betterment, and accordingly, we would go ahead and help you add more to the book as well. So in case if there are more pages required or more content required to make this a good book ahead, so we'll go ahead and do that for you as well. We would add a few things, but all what we will do, edit, editing, proofreading, formatting, anything that we will do on the book will be discussed with you first, will be in your knowledge first, and when you approve it, then it will be given to your book.
Yeah, I don't know that I can add anything more to it. Let me give you another example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went to South Africa. I went through South Africa. I was going to a place called Swaziland. Swaziland is really the home of the tribe of. Oh goodness gracious! I'm short now. The whole Shaka, the Zulu tribes, okay? And so I had to go through Johannesburg, of course, Joburg, and I was advised by the State Department that I had to be out of country before 6 o'clock. And if I wasn't out of country before 6 o'clock, what they were doing in Africa, South Africa at that point, which was the heart of apartheid, and Nelson Mandela was locked up, and they said, well, you know, you're a black guy, and if you don't get out of the country, they're going to treat you like anybody else. Okay, and here I am traveling with diplomatic immunity, okay, or diplomatic credentials, okay, sent there by some pretty high officials in this country, and yet I had to go through South Africa and to experience that. Okay, now I wasn't afraid of any of that. I just figured I was going to make it, and I did. But it was an experience, because my plane, literally the plane that I was going to Swaziland, actually took off. It left the ground at 5:50. That's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. And number one. And number two, I had to go through these checkpoints, and I'd go on through South Africa in the heart of apartheid. Okay, I was a black man. I don't care who you were. I had the census machine. That all airports have census machine now, but then during the 80s, and you know, it wasn't that bad because jihad wasn't going on good. I mean, there was a lot of turmoil going on in the world. But I'm traveling through all this turmoil, trying to get to a particular destination, and I'm running into difficulty everywhere I go. Not only local, but also when I get in country and I get to, say, the embassy, I run into problems with the ambassadors or with the people working in the embassy. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, of course, and that does make sense to me. And as I said, you know, this is perfectly interesting. And of course, I would love to go ahead and read what you have written so far about this book. Seems a great book that is actually coming up. So tell me more about it, William. Have you?
You're drifting away a little bit. Say it again.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. Could you get close to the mic? Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah, that's a little better, yeah.
Okay, I said what you are saying is making complete sense to me, and as I thought that I'm completely interested in reading out what you have written so far for this book, and of course fix this for you so that we can go and have this book taken care in a complete next level process. Now, for that, tell me more about it. You told me you have got a book cover designed as well, a front and back cover. So have you got a professional designer who actually worked on it? Or did you maybe do it at your end, or maybe got a friend who can do that for you?
Like I said, this is my 9th or 10th book. So
okay.
I have a lady who does my primary editing. She works at the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for the art museum in Pennsylvania. She's a good lady. And she's been helping me for 12 or 13 years. So she does the editing after I write. Okay. And then I've got a lady, she also is in King of Prussia County, which is also up in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And she does my design work, because I want the book to show and to tell a particular story. And so I say, this is the kind of how I want the covers to look. And so she designs the covers for me, and then we go back and forth, and then we settle on two covers, on the front cover and the back cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always want to put a picture of me into on the back cover, and I got a little pictures that I give them that. But I've been working with people now for quite a while with other books.
When you say you have, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm saying when you say you have 8 books written already, so have you published those 8 books too, or are they with you?
Yeah, they've been published. Books have been published. Huh?
Are they published on Amazon, or where are they published so far?
Yeah, you can get it. You can get, if you put William A. Scott Okay, you can get them on Amazon. You can get them on Barnes and Noble. You can get them on just about all your other book companies. Okay, but I didn't want to, and I've been using publishing my book through Christian Faith Publishers and a few other publishers out of Oklahoma who since closed down, and I did a couple self publishings as well. Okay, through Amazon, a couple self publishing through Amazon, and those books are okay. I mean, they're theological, spiritual kind of books, religious kind of books, and that's fine. Okay, but this book is different, and that's why I said I need a different author. Okay, somebody that's going to push this book. Number one, because I think it has historical value. It has not only from a historical perspective, with respect to what the intelligence community was doing, at least my portion of the intelligence community, I'm a singles intelligence officer, okay? And so what I was doing back then, it requires somebody to know what was going on. I also got a call from the African American Museum in D.C., who also wants a copy of this book because it speaks to, okay, what a black man was doing in the intelligence community. You don't hear that. You haven't seen that. I'm not saying that there weren't other people there, but not that many when I was there, okay. Mm-hmm. And so Michael Vance, okay, the guy that you see on TV all the time, in fact, he just went to Ukraine and put his uniform back up, but he was also, I didn't work directly with him, but I knew what he was doing, and I'm sure he knew what I was doing, okay? So this book kind of is in that area.
Okay.
Do you know anything about the intelligence community?
Not a bit more in detail, but yes, of course, with connected that what their basic JD is, what they're supposed to do, but not in detail. I've never been at that route before.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, and I don't necessarily mention these intelligence communities, though you can go online or you can find out who they are, okay, and what they were doing in the National Intelligence Command, and that's a lot of stuff, okay, that I have in my book, it's public knowledge. These organizations are now public knowledge if you know what you're looking for. But when I was doing it, they were all classified. I couldn't even say NSA over the phone at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm writing about that issue. I'm writing about this, you know, about the late 70s, the 80s, and then the 90s.
Well, fantastic. I guess this is, an excellent time to go ahead and make this book available in market because, of course, the Ukraine and Russia war is still going
absolutely.
On. Days
absolutely. Absolutely.
But actually, it's a topic. All right, that you can actually publish on. So eventually, Scott, Mr. Scott, I do have an idea for you, all right, that I feel would be a great, tactic to go and bring this book into market, which would be that we won't just go ahead and publish the book like you did with the other's book on Amazon and, you know, just put it over there. I would recommend you to start with pre-release marketing. Pre-release marketing means that we, as being a company, would handle the pre-release for you, in which we would market the book on multiple platforms, create a video teaser for the book, right? Create your social media pages for the book, create all the marketing collateral for you, and then market this book on multiple platforms, all right? And once we see at least 2,000 to 3,000 pre-bookings coming in, we can then go ahead and publish the book so that you see sales coming in from the first day.
Okay, when you say platforms, what platforms are you talking about?
Okay, we have multiple platforms that we actually deal with, all right, when it comes to publishing. Amazon itself
is a good platform. Give me an example of one of your platforms.
Sure. Amazon is a good platform where we can go ahead and start the publishing with. Moreover,
okay.
Barnes & Noble would be a good platform that we can go and start with. Moreover, I would say Smashwords is a good platform where we can publish the book, or maybe we can use one more platform I had in mind. Hold on, let me just pull this out for this type of a book. That was Burp, all right? iBooks and Burp. And this also comes with good, you know, return of investment guarantees, as, you know, you see a lot of sales coming in from Burp and from iBooks. So this would be what I would recommend you, though we offer publishing on multiple platforms. If you want to publish on Overdrive, you want to publish it on Apple Books, you want to make it available on Hoopla or maybe Baker & Taylor's or maybe Viviello, so that this is all doable.
Okay. And that's at a cost, right?
That has a cost, of course.
Every one of these platforms will have a cost.
Platforms have a cost, exactly. But when we offer bundles, like let's say, for example, you choose that you want to publish a book maybe on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo, Recon, just to give it an idea. So this has a different bundle, and if you choose all the platforms that you want to publish it at least on, 10 platforms to give it a start with, so we have a different bundle for that.
Okay, when you say publish, you mean
publish? Yeah.
You mean expose the book or publish the book?
No, market the book first and then publish the book. First, we would go ahead and bring it.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see what you're saying. You're going to market the book before it's even published.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
We call it pre-release marketing.
What'd you call it?
Pre-release marketing. Pre-release marketing means before releasing the book, we would market the book so that you can see some pre-bookings coming in. You can see at least 2,000 people booking your book first. And once we see good number of sales, we see good number of people booking the book, we will then publish it. So this way you would see sales coming in from the first day.
Okay. That sounds good, I got to tell you. It really does sound good.
A unique book needs a unique tactic as well to bring it in market.
Okay.
In marketing, what we cover is everything for you, all right? If you have an author website, that's great. We would go ahead and market that on Google through SEO, search engine optimization, to bring up the ranking of your website, automatically to bring up the ranking of your books. We would publish all your books on your website, all right? If you have one ready, fantastic. If you do not have it, no worries. We would create an author website for you. Then we would go in and do marketing on social media. That includes creating banners, posts, and twice a week we would go ahead and do posting over there to bring in more reads and likes to the book, and, of course, pre-bookings. And then we would run some email marketing on this book, and then we would bring some SMS marketing for journal public, for generally everyone who, you know, would take interest in this type of book. So all sorts of marketing will be implemented first, at least for the next 50 to 60 days. And as I said, within the next 50 to 60 days, our goal will be to bring in at least 1,000 to 1,500 reads minimum. I am thinking you would get at least 2,000 pre-bookings initially in the next 2 months. Once you see those pre-bookings, once we see, yes, the book is going great, you are seeing some live, feedbacks coming in for the book, then we would go ahead and publish it so that people could go ahead and buy it. And as I said, if we make it available on your website, so you won't have to worry about anything on this book because it will be integrated with Amazon. So if anyone is ordering a paperback or a hardcover, Amazon will print it and deliver it to the clients. So you won't have to worry about the printing and shipments of the book. So we will be talking
to you Amazon is doing that for me right now. I got my latest book, is a theological book, I guess it has not been out any more than a couple months, okay, and it says mixes about our brand of Christianity. A different brand of Christianity is what my latest book says, and
wow.
People are buying that, and I'm comparing in that book. What the black community worships and what white community worships. And I'm not saying that one is better than the other, others better. I'm saying that there's a difference between the two. Okay, and that's picking up a little steam right now. But I don't publish these books to, I'm not doing this to make a whole lot of money. I'm doing this to show society that we have some problems Okay.
Of course.
And we have problems even from a theological point of view. There's problems from a church attendance point of view. There's a problem from racism. There's a problem. There's a lot of problems that we are having, and what we're seeing in the Russia-Ukraine war is some of those problems.
Yep. So this way, if you highlight, if we actually use the Ukraine problem in between while marketing this book, I'm sure we would see a lot of reads coming in, because this is a hot topic at the moment in the market. So publishing the idea. I mean,
yeah.
We can work on this for bringing in good sales. I know you're not here to make money, but of course, it would help us to go ahead and make this book available for different type of readers out there.
Okay, now I'm listening to your voice. Okay, are you from this country?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I mean you have an accent. I'm picked up the accent. Okay,
I'm
picking up your accent like you might be from either the Middle East or from the Far East. Okay, and that's what I'm picking up.
I'm from Mexico. My name is Daniel Garcia. I'm a Spanish person.
You're from Mexico?
28 years. Yes, of course.
You that's good. So if you're from Mexico, you know what I'm talking about. If you're from Mexico.
In the first place, I'm connected with where you're coming from.
I mean, you really do understand. Okay. I mean, if you grew up in Mexico,
issues that you're actually claiming, all right. So this makes complete sense to me where you're actually coming from. That's the reason I said, for this unique book, there is a unique idea that we can go and come up with. And I'm sure we can go and help you, make this book available for almost every type of reader out there. So this is completely doable. And I can understand your aims and goals. You're not here for sales. You're not here to make money. You're looking to, make this book available for, everyone out there so that they can read it. So our job would be to go ahead and, do a good market research.
Yeah, I really would like for it to be a textbook in schools. Okay, because it.
But actually for the textbooks in United States, how does that work? Is you need to go and speak with schools and then provide them copies. Now, let's say if this book is costing at least $10 for a copy.
University. Yeah, I've got an appointment to go to Harvard University. I got an appointment to go to Lancaster Bible College up in Pennsylvania.
Fantastic.
They want me to come down to a few places. Huh?
Fantastic.
I've got to go down to a few other places just to talk about my latest book. Not this book, but my latest book about this different brand of Christianity is what I'm talking about. It needs to be said. The worst hour in this country is on Sunday from 10 to 12. It is the most segregated period in this country, and it has been that way for a long time, way before I was born. Okay, anyway. I don't want to get on my soap opera, but...
No, I actually understand where you're coming from. So completely doable and, of course, with excellent results. So no worries, Mr. Scott. We can go and have this taken care and we can have this book. You mean editing is ready, the book cover is ready, everything is ready. We just need to market it and publish it online, right? We don't need an editor to...
Well, it is still going through the editorial. I mean,
See, whenever we're publishing, proofreading is a part of it. That means we will proofread the book just to make sure we don't have any grammatical errors, no punctuations, just to be on the safe side.
I understand
that. So that's
I understand
that.
Yeah, when I get the manuscript done, when I get the manuscript done, what I will do, I'll send that manuscript, okay, to you guys, both the manuscript and the front and the back cover, and then I get you guys to do the other stuff to put it all together as a book. Okay, all the ISBN numbers and all the copyright and all that. You do all that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and when that's done, and then I'll send it to you, and then whatever the cost is to for you to do those kinds of things, I'll just start, you know, paying you.
No, that's fine. I can give you the costing now as well, if you like to. In fact, I have a great promotion running at the moment, so if you want to sign up, I can give you a great deal, a great discount on that as well. See, marketing is eventually almost the same for every type of genre. It's the tactic, all right? Where and when to market on which platforms, all right? Normally, all books are getting marketed, you know, in the same manner, but the tactics, the strategies are a bit different that which platform comes in first. Every book does not start with social media marketing. Every book does not start with SEO optimization. So everything will be lined up to you. When you will send in the book, our marketers would do a research, and they will tell you the best direction. At the moment, I would need to sign you up so that I can hand you over to my marketers. They can speak with you about this book in detail and get this going for you. So you will
okay.
be with us at least for the next 4 to 5 months. First 1.5 months we would consume to create your market that I told you at least for the next 60 days. In the meanwhile, we will create your marketing collateral more and more so that we can start marketing this for you. And once this is published online, as I said, you would see sales coming in. You would see sales from the first day. And once you're satisfied with good results, once you're satisfied with good marketing, which I'm sure you would be, we will then take care of annual marketing for you, maybe 6 months post-marketing for you, and, you know, continue from there.
Okay, let me. You have my email, right?
I do have your email.
You can have my email. This is my cell phone. You can always copy me, or you can even text me on this number right here as well.
This is your cell phone that I'm calling you on?
Yeah, this is the cell phone. I'm talking to you right now.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Fantastic. I'll look this up right now.
Yeah, this is my cell phone, and I got a home number, but my email, okay, you can send me stuff over my email, and I'll get that as well. And then anything that I need to sign or to start the process. I think the last time when I talked to whoever I talked to, mm-hmm. I was asking, look, you know, I'm an old guy, and I want to know exactly how much is this going to all cost, and then I can space that, you know, that cost out in time. I can get it paid for.
No worries at all. No worries at all. Do you want to make it this way that I can go ahead and, you know, this book is marketable, doable for us anyhow, all right? We can go and get this going for you. If you prefer, do you want to make it this way that I can go ahead and get you started and shoot you a confirmation email with the order processes linked to it and get you started for this? Or do you want to reach
out?
That sounds
pretty good. Let me ask a question. Normally what I do is I get the book done, finished, and hard copy. I get hard copy and paperback. Okay, what you're saying is that no, let's market it before you even get it published. I've never done that.
No, it's pre-release marketing. I'll tell you. See, how does that work? Is
I've never done that.
No worries. I'll explain you. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Pre-release marketing is like marketing your book before it's actually getting published. You would see pre-bookings coming in. That means with the help of teasers that we would create, with the help of blogs that we would write for you, with the help of articles that we would publish online, we would create a market for you. We would create that curiosity in people's mind that what is coming up for this book. And to help us with that, we would create a video teaser. A teaser for 30, 40 seconds that would give an idea of what the summary of this book holds. A teaser would look like, you know, you might have seen teasers for Hollywood movies, you know, before a book is coming up on theater, you release a teaser so that the audience can know what is in the book or what is in the movie, who is the actor, that means who is the author on the book, and once we create that curiosity in the mind, we let the book available for pre-bookings. So this way you would see a lot of pre-bookings coming in. We are expecting at least 1,500 to 2,000 pre-bookings first before we actually publish it. And once it's published, bingo, you would see sales coming in from the first day.
Okay. So let me give you my email.
I do have it. I'll repeat that for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. It goes by Garrett. If I'm not wrong, it's G-A-R-W-I-T. Then we have a number 2.
Wrong.
At...
That's wrong. That's wrong. It's G-A-R-W-I-T. W-H-I-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. G-A-R-W-H-I-T. Okay.
The number two at charter.net.
At charter, charter.net.
Right, charter.net.
Okay.
That's a part of special.
Charwyt, number two at charter.net, right?
Charter.
Charter. I'm sorry. Chartered. I got
it. Yeah, dot net. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. William, I'll go ahead and shoot this up to you. However, do you want to discuss on costing at the moment so that we both know we are on the same page?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, normally what we charge for pre-release marketing, as I said, you know, you'll be hooked with us for the next 4 months. So if you like, you can go ahead and pay the fees in monthly installments as well. Approximately for the complete project, we normally charge over here at a regular cost, of $5,500. That includes everything in it, right? That includes the pre-release part, marketing on social media, and everything. But in case if you're planning to go ahead with a one-off payment, that means you don't want to divide it in monthly installments, and you want to start this week, so I can offer you a discounted cost, that will be $3,500 for the total pre-release marketing for everything. That means the line will be there with you, everything will be the way it is. We are just reducing the cost to help you with the minimum funds that needs to be invested in it. That's it. Remaining, we would cover everything.
You said $3,500 a month?
Yep. $3,500 for everything, total, in total, for 4 months.
Oh, for 4 months, right. Okay, right. $3,500 a month, yeah.
No, that would sound like $8,000 for 4 months. No, we are not talking that.
Well, you understand.
It's $5,500. Normally how people go is they pay $1,000, $1,500 a month, and eventually after 4 months, they end up paying $5,500, $6,000 for marketing the book. So I'm giving a benefit that if you want to pay this on a one-off payment upfront, so you won't have to pay you won't have to pay additional costs. It would save you at least $2,000, and all you would have to pay is $3,500 upfront. That will be a one-time fee, and that would cover everything in it. There is no ongoing charges. There is no hidden cost for the same services. There is no, anything additional that would go on it. This would cover all the marketing for you. Now the book will be our responsibility. We need to make sure that we market it for you. We bring in pre-bookings for you, and, of course, make it available for every type of reader out there.
Okay. Well, if I pay you $3,500 up front, $3,500 up front, what are some of the downtime or longer? What are some of the other payments? You quoted me on the phone. It's only quoted me on the phone about $5,000, okay, between $3,000 to $5,000. That's what that was quoted because I was online talking to someone, okay?
Speaking with the same person. I was the same person that spoke to you, and you're right. I gave you idea of $35,000. You're right. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring this into a limited budget for you, all right, because I understand you're maybe, an old person. You cannot, come up with monthly payments. So I'm offering you a one-off payment that can cover everything in it. So it would save you $2,000 easily.
So that's $3,500 I owe you.
Indeed.
$3,500, and once I get the contract and everything is all signed, I can either – email that to you, mail that to you, or how do I get that to you?
What's
I can Zoom it to
the
you.
The easiest way is the contract, you would sign it, and you will email it to us. For the payments, I'll give you a secure payment link, or you can hand over your card details. Visa, Master, American Express is accepted. You can hand over your card details. I can process the fee, and I can give you the confirmation right then and there.
Gotcha. Yeah. That sounds like an easy one to do.
I'll go ahead and cater you in that. So what I'll do for you is I'll collect your card details. I'll go and process it right away, right then and there. My finance would give me a confirmation. I'll go ahead and give you the confirmation, connect you with the writing, with the marketing team right then and there. They would welcome you on board. They would ask you to deliver your book with the cover to them so that they can review it, make sure everything is up to the mark, and get the ball rolling right then and there.
Okay. What right now, okay, like I said, I've got the front and back covers done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the text is still being edited, okay?
Yep.
And that's going to be out another month before I get that done, okay?
No problem.
So, but I still would like to start the process.
Fantastic. I would recommend you the same. I would say that we can start the process so that we can secure the reduced price, and you can send in your manuscript within this week. Whenever it's available for us to review it, you can send it to us, and we will get the ball rolling at that time. This way, things will be on hold. We'll assign the team for you and get everything on hold for you.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Okay. Okay, and what's your first name?
My name is Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia. Goodness gracious. I know a guy named Danny Garcia.
Nobody.
It's amazing. I worked with a guy named Danny Garcia. He was an intel guy, but he worked for me. But
that's fine. That's okay. So you want me to go and get you started so that we can secure the reduced price?
Yeah. Why don't you send all the stuff that I need to have to my email, and then I'll look at it and send you numbers as well so I can call you back to let you know where I am, okay? And then within, I don't know, a short period of time, I should have the manuscript basically done. And once that's done, then I'll send you the book cover, the front and back cover, and the manuscript. And then I'll just let you guys do what you got to do.
Okay, sounds good. So for the order process to go ahead and secure the release price, should I get you started now and let you do the work for the manuscript? Okay, in the order process, what we'll require you to do is to complete your basic details. I'll confirm it over the phone and get you started on this. Then I would need you to grab your card handy so I can verify the card numbers, your information off the card, process it for you and give you the confirmations. Then I'll give you the access to speak with the team, the marketing team, and deliver everything that you have available. So I'll tell them that you might send it within this week, so they will have everything on hold for you. They'll welcome you on board. Put everything on hold for you. Once you deliver us the cover and the manuscript, which go and get the ball running right then and there.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Now
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. It's 2:30 now, my time. Yeah. I don't know where you're East Coast, West Coast, Middle Coast, or what.
Same.
I'm on the East Coast.
It's 2:29. Same here.
Where are you from?
New York.
Oh, you are, well, okay. Well, I'm Eastern Standard Time, too. I'm down in Southern Virginia, down near Norfolk, okay? Okay. Even though that 703 puts me in D.C., but I'm not, that's just my cell phone, because I was up there. I tell you what, Dan, let me absorb what we've just talked about. Today is
25th.
Monday.
Monday.
Right. Today is Monday. Let me absorb what we just finished talking about and really give this some thought, okay? And then call me back, or I'll call you back. If you send me an email, I'll call you back, okay, sometime this week, and then we will start everything.
Wednesday would be the last day for the reduced price. So it's Monday, so I guess we would have two more days where I can give you to go and review everything first, make up your mind, and then we can get this one. So Wednesday would be the last day.
Okay. If I call you Wednesday, is that a good day?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Then
you can do that
what
on
I'll
Tuesday,
do
that
is,
would be easy. Wednesday is the last day,
yeah,
but if you can do that on Tuesday, that would be easy. That would give me all the confirmations. I mean, processing on the last day won't be a good idea. Just on the last hour.
Well, I'm not going to do it on the last hour because I'm going to sit down here. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to talk so with my wife, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, and absorb what we've talked about over the phone. And I'll probably contact you tomorrow because I got to go talk to my editor up in Philadelphia anyway and tell her she's been working on the book now for quite a while. And so I'll tell her to kind of pump up the volume and speed the process up a little bit, okay, because she has a copy of the manuscript. I've made a lot of changes to it since I gave it to her initially. I've added some things here, some things there in the writing that I want to make sure that she has that information so that when she finishes the manuscript, She'll send it to me, and then once that's done, I've already got the front and back cover done, like I said. She'll send it to me, and then we'll start. Let me just, you guys do the ISBN, you do the copyright and all that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Then
yep.
We're good to go.
I'll help
then,
you
eh?
With everything that you have in your mind, for the copyrights, for everything that we have actually spoken about. So no worries on this.
Okay. Okay, well, we're good. I don't know what genre it is. I looked at the, I don't know what that is. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's historical. I don't know what, how to, I don't know which category to put it in. Okay. Okay. But you guys can determine that, I guess, better than I can.
Fantastic.
I guess I'm ready to go. And I'll call you tomorrow. Or I'll call you when I get my phone number. Okay.
I'll email right away as soon as we end the phone call so that you have everything in writing. And as soon as you receive the email, I would appreciate your quick acknowledgement. And remaining in reference to, the email, I'm a news sender, so it's possible my email will land in your junk or spam box. So do have a look at it after 10 minutes. I'm sure the email will be there once you receive it. I would wait for your prompt acknowledgement to come in. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. Remember, when you send, whatever you send me, make sure you send me a number, a phone number so I can contact you back.
All right. I'll do that. It will be there in the email. All right. This is the landline that I'm calling you from, but I'll shoot you up a text from my cell phone as well. So you do have my number to get a hold of me.
Okay. You call me from a landline?
Yes, this is a landline.
Landline. Well, okay. And okay, you got a text number, Judo, right?
I'll shoot it up right to you. As soon as we have a phone call, you will receive a text from mine on the same number.
Okay. That sounds good, Mr. Garcia. I appreciate your call back. You did say you would call me today, and I appreciate your conversation. And it sounds pretty promising. Like I said, I've gone through a lot of this before, okay, but I've never actually hit a pre-release. I've never heard of that before.
It's a new thing.
Okay. I really haven't heard of a pre-release. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that sounds pretty good to me. Okay.
Don't worry, sir.
It's
an excellent thing that we are talking about. We'll make a great book ahead. So completely
okay.
Up with you. I'll shoot you up all the information right now and awaiting your prompt response to come in.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a great day and be safe.
Have a nice day and check your results. Have a nice day again.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye.